You're in the Bootlegger Shack. We're going to be listening to some blues and rock recordings. Starting to set out with Blue Oyster Cult from 1980 at the old Waldorf in San Francisco, California. Then came The Last Days of May.
Thank you.
You're in the Bootlegger Shack, and I'm the Moonshiner.
Big hole in the
That was Free with Paul Rodgers on the vocals. And the song was Mr. Big from 1970 on the In Concert television program. Next, we're going to hear Mott the Hoople doing a medley of Jupiter Intro and American Pie. Recorded 1974 at the Civic Auditorium in San Francisco, California.
Maybe they'd be happy for a while. February made us shiver with every paper we delivered. Bad news on the doorstep. I couldn't face one more step. Now I can't remember if I cried when they told me about his widowed bride. But something touched me here inside. The day the music died.
You've heard of The Swan. Now comes a show that will make you feel better about your miserable, good-for-nothing, dead-end life. Ugly Duckling. We take hot chicks you could never date in high school and ug them up without them knowing. We secretly gave Kim a C-section scar. And Tammy, well, let's just say she didn't know the bus was coming.
Hey, Tammy, what's up with the limp?
Ugging them up for your entertainment. Let's be honest. Those bitches had it coming. Ugly Duckling. Thursday night after America's Funniest Shark Attacks.
Well, we're back. And you're back inside the Money Bubble with me, your host, B. Buck Bunny Mumble. And by satellite, well, we're going to go to our daily interview feature and open up the lifestyle portfolio. People who double as bubble insiders.
Hello there.
And Bill Sproul, CEO of Worldwide Syncholistic Systems, graduate of Yale Law with an MBA from Oxford Shoe. Bill made his starter fortune by relocating low-interest families from their high-rising properties to online irrigation glitches along the old information highway. And very entrepreneurial of you, Bill. Bill, can you hear me, Bill?
Not over the music there.
Oh, well, somebody fade the music out. Thank
you. That's better. Welcome to my sprawl smart house.
That is some edifice I see there, Bill.
Yes, that's what my starter wife said.
You know, your digital domain in Billville must make you the envy of all your neighbors.
Well, funny about that, Buck.
What's funny about it?
Well, he just double-clicked this, and there goes the neighborhood.
It's the land of the Pharaoh.
Oh, that's close, but it's Vegas.
And is the pyramid opening?
Not till Thursday.
Good.
Click, click. We're back in Belleville.
Well, that's just amazing.
Well, what is amazing is that in a sprawl smart house, your level of conspicuous consumption is directly connected to your bank balance.
I know everybody cares about that.
The house knows it and shows it. Look, I must be making a killing because my artwork is improving as we speak.
Oh, look at that.
My new descending staircase is upgrading into a...
It's a Picasso. No, it's a Kandinsky. Is that a Hoffman?
No, it's a crying Elvis on black velvet.
Oh, God.
Uh-oh. My Louis XIV is going Motel 6, 5, 4, 3.
What's happening out there, Bill?
I'm losing my assets.
Well, look, if you're not rich anymore, then you don't belong on this program. You got any famous last words for our listeners?
I'm going to take the lights right down. It's something called Lights Out.
UFO Lights Out from 1993 in Frankfurt, Germany. There's Joe Bonamassa with High Water Everywhere from 2007 at the North Sea Jazz Festival in Bellinzona, Switzerland.
Great lineup here on the stage. Thank you all for hanging out with us. Thank you.
You're in the Bootlegger Shack, coming at you live on Quack House Radio, on the World Wide Web at quackhouseradio.net.
Will you walk away?
The Beatles, Come and Get It. Now we're going to hear the Jay Giles Band from 1968 at the new Penelope Club in Montreal, Canada. Something You Got. Pink Floyd, Time, from 1994 at Oakland Coliseum in Oakland, California. Next, we're going to hear a band called Muse from 2012 at the LG Arena in Birmingham, England, and the song is called Sunburn.
Maker George Lucas has negotiated a deal to buy the troubled South American country of Ecuador, recently governed by a president known affectionately as El Loco and in deep financial trouble. It will become the first in a planned empire of small troubled nations to be governed by Hollywood's interests. Ecuador's name, Lucas announced, will be changed to Endor, and all citizens under 4 feet in height will be given costumes to change their appearance to that of Ewoks, the lovable furry inhabitants of the fictional planet Endor, celebrated in the Star Wars epics. Dave?
Well, this may be a related story. Film director Steve Spielberg and Microsoft billionaire Bill Gates have approached the so-called government of the former Soviet state of Georgia to acquire that nation and exchange it for the former Confederate state of Georgia. Now, approached for comment, Representative Newt Gingrich of Georgia USSA said that he was very interested in having a country of his own, especially one protected by an atomic arsenal.
Back to the old drawing board.
Happiness is a big cookie.
That was King's X, I'll Never Get Tired of You. From the city limits in Dallas, Texas, 1990. Next, we're going to hear Bonham, which is Jason Bonham's band from 1989 at the Cat Club in New York City. And the song is called Wait for You.
Yeah.
You've been listening to the Bootlegger Shack. We're going to play this set out with a track from Van Halen, recorded 1995 at a secret gig in Arnhem, Holland. And the song is called Panama. Thanks for listening.